Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from Israel with a group of Christian college-age students from 27 colleges and universities, and one of the days that we were there toward the very end was Jerusalem Day. That celebrated the unification of Jerusalem after the 1967 war. Jerusalem and Israel, they are a miracle that they actually exist. And yet there are people and there are terrorist organizations like Hamas and others, Iran included, that want to wipe them and all the Jewish people off the face of the earth. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Hamas is a recognized terrorist organization. It is from the mother of most all terrorist organizations called the Muslim Brotherhood. That was founded in the 1920s in Cairo, Egypt. And it really is the mother of all these different faction groups around the world, Hamas being one of them. Hamas is a recognized terror organization. Hamas now controls Gaza, which is historically where the Philistines were located, in the southern part of Israel, on the coast of the Mediterranean. And Hamas, as you know, earlier this year, fired rockets into southern Israel. We don't go near those areas when we tour, of course. But they now have come out and they, Matt, have thanked Iran. We knew that this is where they were getting their rockets. But they thanked Iran for providing them with the rockets. Iran wants to wipe off the face of the earth the Jews and certainly Israel. They have other goals as well. They also have their eyes on the United States of America. But it is important that we stand with Israel, stand with the Jewish people, and that we not remain silent.
Yeah, they thanked Iran, the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism around the world, thanked them for providing their weapons of terrorism, their tools to target innocent Israeli citizens and try to murder them. And this is the same Iran, of course, that the Obama administration engaged in a massive deal with, gave billions and billions of dollars in the darkness of night on pallets of cash money to Iran, dealing behind the scenes with Iran. President Trump has come in and said, no, they're the number one state sponsor of terrorism. We're going to impose sanctions as they continue to facilitate and fund and subsidize terrorism around the world. We're going to try to cut off the spigot, if you will. But here is Hamas, a terrorist organization, thanking Iran for giving them the tools to try to murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
Of course, this battle, you know, if you read the Old Testament, it began back there years ago, the battle over Israel and trying to demolish Israel. But, you know, what's really heartbreaking is you can go online and see those videos of what they do to their children, how they use this propaganda on their children and brainwash them to teach them to be these soldiers to kill at such young ages.
And also that's happening in a mosque in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
The same thing. There's videos of what they were doing in the mosque where the kids, I'm talking about small kids, were participating in a performance and a song that did the same thing that you're seeing happening by the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. Understand that the Palestinian Authority is different than Hamas. The Palestinian Authority used to be, they came out of the Oslo Accords, the failed Oslo Accords under President Bill Clinton, in which he wanted to force Israel to give land for peace. And from that, the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, became the Palestinian Authority. And Yasser Arafat became the leader. Now it's Mahmoud Abbas, who's a Holocaust denier. He used to be in Gaza, and he got run out of Gaza when Hamas took over. So you got Hamas on one side on the Mediterranean coast, and then the Palestinian Authority is on the other side, more of the other side of Israel, and in between, of course, and all of it is Israel, by the way, you have Israel that actually helps the Palestinian Authority from extinction. If it weren't for Israel, Hamas would just expand its presence. It's a terrorist organization. It intimidates people. It teaches the kids. It's so sad that they should hate Jews, that they should kill them, that all of the land is Palestine, that they ought to revolt. And so these kids grow up, they want to be suicide bombers or homicide bombers. We had a person come to speak to our group who identifies himself as a moderate Muslim. He's an Israeli citizen. He's also Palestinian in his personal identity. He lives in Jerusalem because he says that's the safest place to live in all of the Middle East. And he's a worldwide renowned journalist. And he speaks to us about what's happening in his community, how the kids are being radicalized, how every day, he says, they give stories, crazy stories, like the Jews put sharks in the ocean to attack the Palestinians. You know, how in the world do sharks distinguish between a Jew and an Arab Muslim? I don't know. But those are kinds of certain things that this propaganda is constantly being put into the minds of these kids. They talk about how Israel is poisoning the water, how Israel is giving gum to girls to make them sexually active. And it's just absolute nonsense. But these kids grow up with this propaganda, and that develops a hatred for the Jews. And Hamas, of course, is being provided rockets by Israel. Fortunately, we have a president, Donald Trump, who's taken a strong stand, unlike the previous one, Obama, who emboldened and actually gave hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran. Finally, we have a president who's saying, no, we're going to put sanctions against Iran. Iran is providing money and rockets. And here's a quote. This is from the Hamas leader. The Hamas leader thanked Iran recently for providing rockets to the terrorist organization. He said, had it not been for Iran, the resistance in Palestine would not have possessed its current capabilities, close quote.
He says, weapons of terror.
Yeah, that they gave them the weapons to ultimately fire into the southern part of Israel.
And he said, Iran provided us with rockets, and we surprised the world when our resistance, boy, does that word sound familiar, resistance targeted Beersheba. So, and what that is to say, targeted innocent Israelis.
Yeah, throwing rockets into innocent communities where there are kids. I've visited Sderot. Sderot is within eyeshot of Hamas. And in the little community playground with swings and slides, there's a big worm. It's actually, you can access it from different points, got a smiley face. It looks funny. It looks interesting. It's designed to do that, but it also serves another purpose, and that is it's a bomb shelter for the little kids. If they're out there playing and Hamas launches a rocket, boom, they run into that bomb shelter. Kids should not have to grow up under that kind of situation. And, you know, we need to pray for Israel, and we need to pray for the Jewish people. You know what? God, throughout history, nations have come against them. Yeah. If you don't believe in miracles, just listen to the history and watch the history of Israel, because it's a miracle. Egypt came against them, tried to wipe them out. The pharaohs are gone. Israel survived. The Jews survived. You go through Assyria. They, like Babylon, when they conquered Israel, they brought people from outside into Israel. They then took the Jews, moved them away. That's how Daniel got in Babylon. Because when Babylon came, they took the brightest and they stuck them into their own central headquarters, and then they left other people there. So they tried to dilute them. They dispersed them. You move all the way down through history. It happened through the Roman Empire. They tried to wipe them out. It's the Romans that wanted to change the name to Palestine as an insult to them because of their archenemy, the Philistines. In Spain, you have the Spanish Inquisition to disperse the Jews. And here we are in the 21st century, 2019, and the Jews are still an identifiable people group. Their language is alive. Israel survived against all odds. And you know, we don't want to be on the wrong side of history. The Bible is pretty clear. God gave a promise and he keeps his promises. Against all odds, Israel has survived, and not only survived, but it thrives and is a world leader. If you've never been to Israel, I encourage you to do so. And also to learn more about the Ministry of Covenant Journey, which is a program that takes Christian college-age students to Israel, you can go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org, for more information about Israel. This is a land of miracles where God has kept his promise and will continually keep his promise. Go to covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.